Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It can be very discouraging when you heed the call of Jesus to go and share his word with others, and you do so only to have the person that you have shared God's word with shoot you down. Whether it's just that they don't really show much interest in what you're saying, they kind of hear you out, but then just go on their way and really don't engage with you, or perhaps if they might react with hostility to God's word that you share with them. Have you ever had that experience, either of those experiences, or perhaps anywhere else on the spectrum in between of different reactions, negative reactions? Well, as God's child, you, of course, love your Lord and Savior very much. You live every day in the grace of his forgiveness and salvation, knowing that he has prepared a place for you with him in heaven. That fills you with peace each day and with joy each day. And you want other people to experience that same peace and joy for daily living that you have experienced. And so you try to share your faith with other people, especially with the people that you care about the most. You want them to have that same spiritual peace and joy. But many times what we find when we share God's word is we find simply resistance to God's word. And that can really be discouraging to us. As we look at today's gospel reading, at the parable that Jesus told, in those six verses of the parable, four out of those six verses depict failure of God's word to grow in the hearts of people. But to the discouraged and to the disheartened planter or sower of the seed of God's word, Jesus, the Lord of the church, says, "Don't be discouraged. My word will produce fruit." He gives us this encouragement to continue planting his word, to continue sharing that message about God's love through Jesus with other people. And he does that in the form of perhaps one of the best known parables, the parable of the sower and the seed. Here Jesus announces that all should be aware of that the preaching of his word, that the effort to plant the seed of his word, of the good news of his love and salvation and forgiveness, that effort will not always be successful. Sometimes it will be like trying to sow or plant or scatter seed on a beaten path or on a rocky place or among a patch of thorns. But also he says sometimes it will land on good soil and take root and produce fruit. Now in the parable, of course, the seed that is sown is the word of God. And God wants his word to be planted in as many hearts as possible so that everyone has opportunity to learn about God's love for them and the forgiveness that Jesus has won for them. God's word is there for us to read and to hear, to meditate on. But many times when God's word goes out, it simply just bounces off a hardened human heart, and it doesn't sink in and take root, just as we see with the seed in the parable that fell along the path. Since the dirt around the path was packed hard and beaten down from multiple times of people walking along that way, the seed could not sink in, and so it was exposed, and the birds quickly came along and ate up the seed. Jesus tells us that happens when people hear the word but don't understand it or don't believe it. And the devil comes along to snatch away God's word that they heard before it takes root in their heart. Now, it's not surprising that we might become discouraged when we try to share the word of God with people whose hearts just seem to be impenetrable, totally impervious to the working of God's word. Is it the fault of the seed? Is there bad seed that it just wouldn't take root? It didn't work? No, obviously the seed is good. It is God's word, God's own message, as the Apostle Paul proclaimed, that God was reconciling the whole world to himself through Christ Jesus, not counting people's sins against them. But by various means, the devil causes people to ignore God's word or to forget God's word. It might be from indifference, just total apathy about spiritual things, about things of God's word. Might be through bad habits, through careless hearing of the word. Some people we know, some hearers of God's word, are openly hostile to God's word or viciously mocking of God's word and of the whole Christian faith. Some people just don't want to be bothered with thinking about spiritual things, and they keep putting it off for another day. They say, I'm too busy right now to think about those things. I'll think about those things later in life when I have time, when this busy season of my life passes. Well, the devil comes in at those times and makes sure that that seed of God's word does not remain long in the heart or the mind of the hearer. As we might say, it simply goes in one ear and out the other. So it can be very discouraging if you share God's word, if you try to plant the seed of his word, and that is the result that you see. And then Jesus goes on to say, other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil. Immediately the seed sprang up because the soil was not deep. But when the sun rose, the seed was scorched. Because it had no root, it withered away. Rocky soil means that there's not enough depth for the seed of God's word to take root and really grow as a healthy plant. A young faith needs to put down deep roots, because difficult times may follow, and if there are no deep roots of faith rooted deeply in God's word and in the promises of his love and forgiveness, then when those times of trouble come, there might simply be insufficient depth and maturity to stand up to the temptations of the devil to doubt God's love and his promises, to stand up to all the strains and challenges and troubles of daily living. Now, this rocky ground in the parable is like people who have heard God's word and they become excited about it when they first hear it for a while, but then they're not able to endure the trials that are common to all believers. God has never promised that this life will be like a walk in the park or a garden of roses. On the contrary, he tells us through the Apostle Paul here in Acts chapter 14 that we must go through many troubles on our way to the kingdom of God. And so people who are like the rocky ground in the parable, they might hear God's word and at first they receive it with joy, but then one day, for whatever reason, it's all over. The heart that was once a glowing coal set on fire with zeal and passion for God's word and for the good news of salvation now has become blackened and cold again. Well, we know that the devil certainly hates to see young faith growing. He hates to see that zeal of a new believer in Jesus. And so sometimes he uses a serious illness, the loss of a job, or the death of a loved one to cause doubt about God's love and promises to grow in that person's heart. And that might be all that is needed to make that young faith wither and die. Perhaps it could be something like not feeling welcomed at church on Sunday morning when you come, or perhaps hearing a careless comment from another church member directed at you or about you. Whatever the case might be for that person who falls away from faith, it seems that perhaps a real commitment or faith in Jesus might never have been there. But such a person might have joined the church, but maybe never really became one with Jesus in their heart. or if they did, the root of faith was not deep enough to withstand the trials and the temptations, the attacks of the devil that are so common in the Christian's life. Because the devil wants nothing more than to lead one of God's people away from faith and back into his clutches and ultimately to hell. So it can be so discouraging for us to see that happen when a person who has come to faith then goes and jeopardizes their soul by abandoning the faith and by returning again to their former way of life before they believed in God. Now, as you may have noticed, the further we go on in this parable, the more tragic it seems to become as we see people coming to faith in Jesus, but then falling away from that faith and back into the clutches of the devil. And now Jesus goes on to speak about seed falling on a patch of thorns. He says, "Other seed fell among the thorns. The thorns grew up and choked it." I imagine that many of you probably have some experience with a garden or a flower bed or at least just with your lawn where you want lush green grass to grow. And you know that it's important that when you plant seed, it's also important to make sure that you are pulling out the weeds so that they don't overcrowd whatever ideal plant you want to see growing there, whether it's vegetables in a garden or flowers or just grass in the lawn. And the garden of the person's heart is the same way. If the weeds, as Jesus describes, of pleasure, of the concerns of this world, are not removed from our heart, they can very easily choke out the life of faith, the new life of faith in Jesus that is growing in our heart by the working of God's Word. And sadly, I'm sure that many examples can come to mind for you. Many situations that you know of where the seed of God's Word fell on a person's heart, sprouted in their heart, but then thorns and weeds choked out that life of faith. For some people, maybe it's that they simply got distracted by work or by entertainment or by a boyfriend or a girlfriend. God's Word gradually became no longer a priority for them in their life. The weeds of this world have choked out God's Word that had been planted in their heart and that had started to grow. Well, there's constant conflict to keep down the weeds that are growing in our heart, the thorns and the thistles that try to choke out that faith life that God has planted in our hearts through His Word. Weeds like business concerns, social obligations, recreation. If those thorns are permitted to continue to grow and to take over in our hearts, they will eventually choke out or stifle the Word of God and prevent our faith from growing and maturing and bearing fruit as God intended it to do. Now, as you think about your own life or the life of other people that you know that it's usually not that people deliberately despise God's Word. Often it's just that people just gradually become so engrossed in the things of this life and in their daily affairs or in whatever else it might be, that the thoughts of God's Word and of His will are just gradually, slowly, perhaps unnoticeably, crowded out of their minds and their hearts. But you may also have seen times where that can happen so quickly. How quickly the things of this world, the concerns and the pleasures of this world can crowd out a person's interest in spiritual matters. What God promises seems to be good, but what the world promises seems to be just as good, or perhaps sometimes seems to be even better. And so it happens that Christians may let both the good plant of faith in Jesus and the thorns and the weeds of temptations and distractions grow side by side in their hearts. But in this case, sadly, as in the parable that Jesus told, those distractions, those temptations of the world may end up choking out the life of faith in Jesus. Well, all of that is pretty discouraging. But thank God that the parable does not end there. Now Jesus turns to us and he says, "Don't be discouraged, my child. I promise you that there will always be some success when you spread my word. I know that at times it can be discouraging and disheartening for you, just as I have illustrated in this parable. I know that some hearts are hardened like that beaten path, like the rocky place, like the thorn patch. But the best part is now to come. For I tell you, some seed fell on good ground and produced grain. Some 100 times, some 60, and some 30 times more than was sown." Think about those words. What an encouraging picture that is of some of the hearers of God's word who are like the fruitful soil in the parable. They take the word of God into their hearts, or the Holy Spirit allows that word of God to sink deeply into their hearts, so they meditate on it. They make it their guide for life, their driving power, their sole hope and comfort and motivation for life. And as a result, they produce the fruits of faith. That is encouraging for us as those who have been called to share God's word with others. Because Jesus has promised, "You plant it, and I will bless it." He guarantees to us that if we continue to share his word, if we continue to plant the seed of his word, he will bless those efforts. Despite some seed being lost, as we saw in the parable, some lost labor, some crop failures, there will always be a harvest. Now, it may not always be a large and dramatic, a sensational, spectacular harvest like the hundredfold or 60 or even 30-fold that Jesus mentions in the parable, but some success is always guaranteed. But think about also the fact that Jesus has never promised that all people with whom we share his word will accept it. And think about even the fact that as Jesus shared God's word, not all people, even not very many people sometimes accepted and believed his word and believed in him as the Savior. But Jesus knew that his word always would produce some results. And that's the encouraging part of this parable for us. This parable is a story with a good and encouraging ending. Whenever we share that seed of God's word with others, there will be some success. Just as we heard in the first lesson from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, God says, "My word will not return to me empty." For us to experience and to share in that success of God's word, first we must make sure that the word of God is firmly planted deep in our own hearts. Because obviously we simply cannot successfully share God's word with others unless we truly appreciate what God has done for us and still does for us through Jesus. We can't really share God's love with others until we have received and been filled with the Holy Spirit. We can't truly share his forgiveness with others until we have been sanctified and cleansed by the washing with water through the word. So first, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, make sure that God's word is firmly planted in your heart. Hear it frequently. Read it daily if possible. Meditate on his word always, his word that you have heard and that you continue to read. And then as you do that, and as you go and share his word, you will find that that humble plant of the seed of God's word in your heart will bring a triumphant finish. Because the Lord of the church, your Savior Jesus, has promised his blessing. The Lord will cause the seed of his word to grow if we, his workers, simply just scatter the seed, share his word, the message of his love with others. as he said through the prophet Isaiah in our first lesson, it will accomplish whatever I please, and it will succeed in the purpose for which I sent it. So take heart. God's word is never preached or shared or proclaimed in vain. Don't be discouraged. God promises that his word will produce fruit. So go and do it. Plant the seed of God's word in as many hearts as possible. And as you do so, be assured of God's blessing. Amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.